When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Ryback Show. I am your host, the big guy, Ryback. Happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We are streaming live on TikTok and IG. TikTok, thank you guys very much for all the love and support. If you can tap those likes, keep tapping that screen, sharing the show throughout. Guys, today we have a goal on TikTok for 50 mic checks. Guys, that's our goal for the support of the Ryback Show on TikTok, 50 mic checks. We are live on Ryback TV. Here on YouTube, super chats are always greatly appreciated up over here and brought up on the screen in between taking calls. We are also on Twitch at Ryback Rules and Twitter at X at Ryback as well for video and for calling in the People's Podcast here on audio. Guys, X Spaces at Ryback. If you want to call into the show, guys, health, fitness, supplementation, sports, pro wrestling, MMA, and anything and everything in between right here, the Ryback Show, X Spaces at Ryback. Good to see all of you over here, all seven of you from Elon helping continue to distribute the show efficiently over on the X platform. This show is available on all podcast platforms. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated. If you've got a moment to leave a review, guys, thank you very, 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 very much. That just takes a moment. We just hit 715 reviews. I'd like to see that keep growing. I'd like to get that to 1,000 over there on the audio platform reviews on iTunes. This show is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line, sweetened with stevia and among fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors for all people, men and women, he, she, and thee. FeedMeMore.com. Save 15% by signing up for my massive savings program on the email and text message under the menu bar. Just click on that menu bar, scroll down, newsletter, text message, sign up for each. You get a message on Wednesday, an email with my thought of the week, message of positivity, fitness, and health tip, whatever it may be, along with a huge discount. And on Thursday, you'll just get a text message with the huge discount. Guys, it makes it worthwhile. We give huge, huge, huge savings to our return buyers, customers on feedmemore.com, or loyal customers on the very high returning customer rate. So I like to take care of you guys. That's the way to do it. But even by just signing up, you get 15% off right then and there. You also get your free Feed Me More Nutrition shaker bottle and tub of my Finish It BCAA electrolyte matrix. 30 servings, raspberry lemonade, guys, a $65 value free with the 15% off as well. FeedMeMore.com. And moving on, check out my Ryback Pepper Slam Chug Challenge. Guys, do you think you can handle the heat? LeagueOfFire.com for my Ryback Pepper Slam Chug Challenge. Stay tuned, guys. We're going to be having my brand new Ryback debut Terminator singlet action figure, a limited edition by Zombie Sailor Toys over on IG. Go to Zombie Sailor Toys. Give them a follow. They just came out with a badass Andre the Giant figure. Guys, this is going on pre-sale here very soon. Stay up to date. Zombie Sailor Toys, guys, only 1,500. These are going to go like hotcakes at IHOP on a Sunday after church, guys. So stay tuned. Zombie Sailor Toys on IG. This is the first of many brand new exclusive Ryback action figures now that I own the Ryback brand in full. One of very few wrestlers in the likes of Hulk Hogan, guys, and the big guy Ryback. Not many people own their brand outright. It's a very powerful thing. And we got a lot of cool new things coming, new cool toys coming your way. All right, Billy Mays' time is done. Take a quick little breather. All right. Big news today, guys. I've got my first scheduled battle on TikTok tonight. We have been killing it. Last night, we killed it last night on TikTok. 2 hours of chilling with the big guy. Guys, Jason Voorhees has reached out to me in between taking people out at Crystal Lake. He goes, big guy, I want a battle tomorrow. I go, you don't got to tell the big guy twice or ask the big guy twice, Jason. You tell me when and where to show up to Crystal Lake, and I'm going to be delivering an Amito and Shell Shock. One battle, not a best of three, not a best of five. One battle, Jason Voorhees versus Ryback tonight, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 Eastern. The master of the meat hook. What's the word that starts with an S? The savior of the shell shock. The big guy Ryback marches into Crystal Lake with all my Rybackers behind me. And we shell shock Jason once and for all. We get the job done when Freddie couldn't do it. When all those little campers couldn't do it. The big guy Ryback, guys, tonight, 6 p.m. TikTok. Don't be late. We're going one and done. We're going to shell shock him, and then we're going to bring on the hot chicks. All right? All right. 6 p.m. tonight, guys. Don't forget. He has some heavy hitters, I've been told. So this is probably going to be a very high-scoring affair. They're going to have some snipers in the house. We are going to have the heavy artillery. If there's only one battle that you come to tonight of mine, guys, Jason Voorhees, I'm going to need you for him. This could be quite intense. He doesn't talk. He walks around looking all intimidating and scary with it. But I'm going to be the Crystal Lake background. I'm going to be lost. Oh no, what am I doing here in Crystal Lake? We're going to kind of play a little scared and confused at first, but then we're going to turn up. We're going to make that big comeback. And we're going to shell shock Jason once and for all and show him you don't just reach out to the big guy and think that you're going to latch on to my success. You know, come on into Rybackville and take me out. Doesn't happen that way, pal. Okay. Thank you for the support, guys. Much needed. Take a look at this chat real quick. I don't see if you guys want to call in at Ryback. We've got the big sausage waiting on deck. The big sausage. It looks like I was going to see. We're going to bring the big sausage in to start. I don't see any new callers. Elon's really helping us out big time here.
Big guy.
Big sausage.
Happy Friday, my brother.
Happy Friday. How are you?
Good. I didn't want to spoil it today.
You cut out. I can't hear you.
Sorry. Somebody tried to call me. I'm good. Somebody tried to call me, but I'm good. I didn't want to spoil it for the fans yesterday, but when we were in the backyard yesterday, go check the chat.
Wait, when what?
Go check the chat, big guy. You'll see the picture of us in the backyard.
Wait, hold on. Oh, God, I can't.
The shadows. You can see the shadows.
As soon as you said backyard, I remembered. I saw just the top of the photo. I go, oh yeah, my shadow was in that picture. What do you get ready to shoot a basketball there? You can't tell what.
I was gonna get Sophie and little guy out of the picture. I felt bad doing it, but I was like, I gotta do it.
I can't retweet that with no context because I think there's going to be people that believe there's somebody else standing in my backyard with me.
Yeah. I don't want Peter coming after me.
What's Ryback? Who's he hanging out with in his backyard there?
How you doing, big guy?
Surprise, guys. Bree.
Oh, hey, Bree.
Oh, no. I was just going to say that Bree in the photo, but surprise.
Shorty was shirtless. I went to drink some milk out of the fridge, and he saw Bree shirtless.
Oh man!
I saw. Oh no, he left. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Guardian was in here, and he just left. Why did he leave? I wanted to find out about.
Oh yeah.
Wait, did he Cody, let me see? Did he leave?
He just left. He was right in here, literally before I we were talking. Guardian, if you're listening, come back to Spaces. I want to find out about you.
We got to get a little more info on that, the Orton bloodline.
Are you excited about the Jason battle tonight?
Big yeah, it's what? Already people are contacting me. And like the word, so here's what's going on. Because Luna, like, so by the way, I'm addicted to the gifts. So I've been taking like some of this and buying more gifts and dropping gifts. So like I went and dropped Luna a nice pink car today on it. Like it makes the other people... A lot of the other people, like the guys, when they're battling the women, they get really jealous of me really quickly because the girls keep saying my name. So Luna kept saying my name today, and the other guy she's battling with is like Ryback, and she's like, Ry broke. He's like, and like that's the comment that multiple guys like go Ry broke because I'm giving them gifts, but I don't give them like the $40,000 gifts. But I got her a nice little pink car that was still 2,000 coins.
Got it.
But that's kind of their tactic too. They think, oh, he has money, so we'll kind of get him to spend more because then their followers might spend more. But I don't fall for it. I just drop them nice little things, and then she texts, oh, thank you so much. And I just of know, course. Just yeah, laugh, just let them know.
Is like a 50,000 to them.
Yeah, but I like making them happy and going around. It's to see the
look
joy.
At that guy. He's like Santa on Christmas.
Just walking time. Around. But I am impartial to the women on there more so than.
I know you are.
But I their faces light up when the gift pops up on there. But you got to do it for strategic. Like if they're down, I'll wait until the snipe them at the very end. Get it where like and they like Ryback. And then they win, and then, oh, like, dude, I'm telling you, I get supplement sales dropping gifts. I literally will do gift, and, like, they'll have hundreds of followers in there, and then sales start coming in because I know it's because new people are seeing me with it over the net. It's crazy, so. But
awesome, big guy.
Yeah, the Jason one, I'm looking forward to that. But I was telling you, word is making around the TikTok streets that the big guy is battling, and people – that's what I'm getting back from some of the people. They're like, so other influencers with big followings are getting, they like it with people with big followings on there with it. And so it's like, everyone wants to hop on the bandwagon here and get a battle in. So,
because they want to get as many, they think they're going to get.
They'll get, well, because if I have a lot of followers and then the people, like, I'm actually doing very well on this so far and it's just going to keep growing. So, like, they see that and, like, because this is literally the first week and a half. And they're like, you have no idea what this is going to grow into. And I already know, but they're like, they want because if the more people you have in there, they get more exposure as well. And the higher the scores are, the better for everyone. So.
Yeah. Even for me, I was getting the Ryback rub.
That Hogan dust, brother.
Yeah, I was just like scrolling the other night and Cap saw my name, that guy Cap.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, you're the one that does the show with Ryback, right, man? Yeah. And then he tells his friend, he's like, yo, you know Ryback?
Meanwhile, Shawnee's in there just shirtless in there doing the little French pose. Draw me like one of your French women,
can
Cap.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Uh-oh. Shawnee, I can't hear you now. Shawnee's gone. We're going to have to wait to see if he comes back. Let's try this again. What an weird thing. Shawnee.
Hey, guy, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yeah.
What the hell are they doing?
Brother, I tell you, they take away my name on the search. Like, my account, I truly believe they don't know how to fix my account. And they, rather than communicating with me, they're afraid that what is being done is illegal and that there are legal repercussions. So they're just ignoring me. And I don't think they could fix the account. And, like, they're trying different things. That's the only thing I could guess because it's so screwed up with all of it. And like, I mean, I don't know what else there is. It's just,
yeah,
it's
I was saying, I got the Ryback rub the other night, this guy Cap, the guy that we were battling on TikTok with the cop, he's like a cop too. Mm-hmm. Remember?
Yep.
So I was just in his chat or whatever, and he had like 10 people watching. He doesn't get that many viewers.
He did though, when he played us.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it was just a bad time or
but
something.
But people, when they see, I'm telling you, though, it is a rub thing. The more they get their best games against me.
Yeah, got it.
Or against, not always, but like it helps. That's why.
Yeah, it helps them get viewers. Yes. If they see you with them. Yeah,
because it's a bigger celebrity or something. Most of these people are battling. It's just like if I went on with Arnold, my numbers would be higher than ever.
Yeah, for sure.
I would get the rub from Arnold.
Yep, I got it. So I always click, like, for people, like, even if I don't donate, like, I'll click, because if I'm there anyway, I want to show support, at least, you know? So I click, and it says that you like the live when you click.
Yep.
So he saw my name, and he's like, oh, Shorty, oh, you're the one that does the show with Ryback, right? Right? So I'm like, yeah, what's up, man? He's like, oh, and he tells the guy he's battling. He's like, yo, you know Ryback, man, the WWE wrestler? He's like, I was on with him the other night, man. It was so funny.
Brother, people don't realize that. I hope people understand, like, don't let that you guys can see what's going on. I think people don't believe me sometimes when I say, like, when I go places, like, people get excited. Like, with it, like, and it's like we see it on the lives when I do the randoms, like, when the people freak out. And, like, I'm like, it's a real thing. But, like, I go, this is how I know. Like, this is just, you can't have that effect and then, like, all of a sudden just get, like, be, like, what I get on Twitter. It doesn't make sense. Like, so.
And the haters are such a minority. But
they are. They would be drowned out so fast if my numbers were normal. That's why this is shut down the support, let the haters be seen, and then people get misguided and think the haters are, like, this huge number and the support is low when it's not the case. And so, but the great thing is I haven't changed and people remember me, and like we see it on you guys, you're seeing it live on what happens on these things. So we're gonna win.
Big guy, check the chat again. John made a bag of chips for you.
Oh god, hold on, is this gonna be today's show image possibly? Let me Oh my brother, can you imagine? That's the Super Bowl. I make my wrestling return. I ink this huge 7-figure Ruffles deal. The Super Bowl commercials, that chip eating video, and just me on all the Ruffles bags for the next year. My haters would be, oh my god.
They would be
absolutely miserable with this. And there's so many of them eat Ruffles, they would have to see my big jacked body and my singlet on their bags of Ruffles for the next 12 months. Nothing would make me happier.
So yesterday, after we ended or whatever, I get like a weird message, and they're like, somebody was like, yo, come join our spaces. So I'm like, all right, I'll join to see what's up. Like, so I join it, right? And it's like six men, right? And all of a sudden I start getting bombarded with questions like what, we all used to be fans of Ryback, he blocked us, like, you know, I asked him, like, this guy, no pain, no gain, said he was doing steroids and all this, and, you know, blah, 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 and I'm like, wait, guys, calm down right now, like, this is, like, insane that you even invited me to this thing, like, I can't believe this, but I said, I'm gonna tell you what I feel, or whatever, and I explained to them, like, a normal human being, like, how I felt, and I said, I basically just told them, like, nobody that works that hard is going to take steroids. Nobody.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know why they just can't listen. I literally have been telling, I've been on TRT since I was 28 in the normal range. Like, I'm with a board certified endocrinologist. I'm highly against the use of steroids outside of being in the normal ranges and monitored by a doctor. Like, but people can't hear that.
Yeah. They want to, like, form this narrative.
Yeah.
You know?
It doesn't fit. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't fit.
I'm like, I've been transparent about this. I've like from day one, even in WWE.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Like, I said, I only know Ryback from the 2 months, so I can only speak on that. But, like, the fact that and listen, they were really nice guys after the fact. Like, they listened to me and they agreed and they all said they loved you. But a couple of them felt that, like dead because they got blocked by you.
Just tell them block doesn't mean hate, guys. Block means just go move on with your life.
that's the way they looked at it. Like, you hated them, and I was trying to explain, like, this is not hate. Like, guys, you don't understand.
That's their internal belief. They associate the block button with hate.
I don't, though.
Tell people that. I just, like, I don't have time to argue with everybody, and I don't like being disrespected in Rybackville. Like, I was like, if you want to do it, do it in person. We can handle it in person.
Like, exactly, you're saying exactly what, this is why I brought this up. I normally wouldn't have brought this up.
Yeah.
But I wanted to bring it up because I want people to understand that when you block somebody, it's not hate. It's just, I don't want to see that in the moment. So get it out of my face.
Yeah. But if I bother somebody that badly to where they were like that, I bring out a negative reaction out of them or emotion, I am helping them not see that anymore. That if they can't control their emotions when they see a post and then they feel the need to spread hate, it is, I am doing them the greatest favor in the world by blocking them and moving on. And like, hey, look,
so
yeah.
One of the kids, big guy, not to interrupt you, but one of the kids was saying that he didn't leave a negative comment. He just asked about either, I think it was the Goldberg match or going back to WWE, one of them.
Oh yeah, a lot of people that ask about WWE, it's hit or miss. They'll get blocked. Because there's people that do it trolling.
Explaining to him, so I'm like, how would you feel if I asked you the same question over and over?
Everywhere that you go in your life, whether in person or any online thing, no matter if I make a post of my dogs, go look. Yep. Go and look. So there's days where it doesn't bother me as much. There's days I see it. I don't want to see it on things that have nothing to do with wrestling.
Yeah, 100%. I just wanted to clear that up because I know other people feel that way, and I don't want people to, because that's what it turns into. It turns like a little, hate group.
There's a Ryback hate club on Reddit and everything. There's a Ryback blocked me club that has a lot of members. And
exactly, because they're like, oh, we got blocked, so now we hate you.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, they loved you before, but now all of a sudden they feel
But they don't hate me. They love me more than anything.
They do love you.
Yeah, and it's psychology. They will go crazy when I come back.
Yes.
I already know this. They keep my name alive by hating me in their little hate clubs. And the moment they hear that, feed me more, they're going to get the little tingles all across their little body. And they're going to be like, oh, my God, my favorite is back. Brother, I already know how this all works. I go out in person and see people trembling, shaking when they meet me. I that energy is not going to go away. Like, these people.
No, I know. I just wanted to talk about it on here because I want you to, I know you probably, I don't know if you ever said that before, but I wanted.
I say it a lot, but nobody hears it.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the thing. I wanted them. I know the guys are listening right now. I know they are because they literally were saying word for word what we were talking about.
Bro, they're already making their new accounts to come back and follow.
and to be fair, they were really nice kids. Like even one of the guys after wrote me, and he was like, "Thank you for being so honest and everything, and thanks for coming on the spaces." But it's crazy like that. We even have to do that.
I love that you're now spending your day fighting in my honor. you're literally converting people back to Rybackers one by one.
I am.
Shawnee's out there. I'm just going to turn into TikTok and Shawnee's doing lives, talking to people about me, how I'm a good guy. One person at a time. I already see this happening. Shawnee's literally wearing Knight's armor with a big R logo on the helmet going around. Guys, hear me out. Just hear me out. You're just repeating the things that I say, but people are listening to you because it's not coming from me.
Because agreed.
But, thank you. That's very kind. I don't know how long you're going to be able to keep this up because I went that route before and it'll drive you crazy pretty quickly. But your wife and kids are going to be like, "Why is Daddy never home? Why Daddy is never around?" You're like, you're going to neglect the mortgage job. You get fired from the mortgage job. You like tell your wife that you're just doing TikTok battles fighting in my honor. But then she's a little bit against it, but then she sees those monthly paychecks. She's like, whoa. She then converts to a Ryback follower supporter. Women's chat groups on how I'm so nice to all the women on TikTok. He's so sweet to all these women.
I don't like it, and I think that in general, and it's not just you. If it was somebody else that I liked, I would do the same thing.
Oh, thank you. No, you're. I appreciate it. I already know. It will never end because there has been so many years of lies and hate. But people eventually see. I get messages all the time from people that finally follow and just watch a little bit, and they're just like, "God, I was so wrong." And I just I don't respond to any of it. I just delete it and keep going. But I'm like, and you're never going to get everyone. But it's just, it's a crazy. It's honestly a crazy thing that's happened.
But like, I felt, big guy, if you saw my face, because like I went into the spaces and it was like four of them versus me, and they started like not screaming, but they were like asking me questions right away, like in like a very aggressive voice. So I literally had to be like, whoa, 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 whoa. And there was a couple of the Rybackers in there that heard it, like Nathan and Zygarde. They were in there the whole time and they heard me. But like, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And then I was thinking like, this is crazy that like they actually love the big guy, but they hate him because he blocked them.
Yeah. I already know, but that's why why I say that repeatedly, that block doesn't mean hate, but for whatever reason, they just, that's how people internally, a lot of people internalize the block button as hate, but they know deep down, but like I block people, like I told you, even if they've never said something directly and I see a tweet at like another wrestler or something that's very negative, I've done that. I block people that follow me that have never said anything bad to me, but they say something really bad to another wrestler and I block them because I don't want people supporting me that act like that.
Yes.
And it's like, I'm like, and I've said that though to people. I've said it. I'm like, I just don't agree with that mindset of going and spreading hate like that to the men and women that you should be loving. Or if you don't, like, there's a quote. It's like, if you don't have something
nice to say,
and it's not even that, if you don't have, if you don't have something nice to say, you don't have to say something unkind also. Like, you can just let it go. You can just, like, not say anything. Like, just if you don't have something kind to say, you don't have to say something unkind, I think was the quote.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom always said, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it.
Which is, it's
a lot simpler.
Yeah. No, it's that. But a lot of people on social media, if they don't have something nice to say, they feel the urge to say something unkind. Like,
oh, I see what you mean.
Kind of like, that's like in real life, if you have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. Because whatever, but like on social media, I think the natural reaction is, if you don't feel something kind to say, you're not, your first reaction, oh, I have to say something unkind. No, you don't. You can just move on. It's just, it's literally just a more difficult thing to process for most people. But like, it's just another way to kind of say it, where it's like, you don't have to say the unkind thing that just because you're thinking it.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. What else is going on, big guy? How's your Friday going?
Good. I've got a busy one today. Up early, been rocking and rolling, and I've got all my morning work done. Had to take a couple phone calls. Got the dogs for a walk. Got all cleaned up and got prepped for this show. Knocked this out. Got to go straight from this. Got to do a couple small things. Quick little bit of work on the shoulder for maybe 15 minutes just to get loosened up. Go knock out a feeding time, straight to the gym for about 2.5-3 hours. And all that gym cardio, conditioning, sauna. Then from there, shower. Got to go swing by the store, pick up a few nice little beverages for later for my Friday TikTok battle.
Time.
Yeah, drinking time with the big guy. Pour them in a nice, friendly, unmarked jug for TikTok. And then I've got knocked that out. But I've also, Luna, I've got to take a call with Luna today at some point. She wants to talk. That pink car really did well today.
Do you use your pool, big guy? Do you swim?
Yeah, I do. I used to do laps all the time. I haven't been doing laps because I let my shoulder, I do so much shoulder stuff already. I go in there though, two times a week usually.
Oh, that's good.
I do my hot tub a lot. I'll do the hot tub several days a week, and I'll do the cold tub 1 or 2 days a week. And the pool, I want to get, if I would do the pool even more, I want to get a sauna out in my backyard. And I'm thinking of doing this pretty, I've been thinking about it for a long time because I love the gym sauna.
A portable sauna?
The big ones, like at the gym, but even just a two-seater, like, but a real sauna with the real heater, not the infrared ones. I like the real heat. And go from that where I could go from right from that to my pool to cool off and then go shower. And that will save me a little time at the gym. And I hate getting, I pour sweat in there, man. And so like, I hate going in, like I have to drive home all sweaty. I hate that.
Yeah, who would like that? It's disgusting.
Yeah, like my clothes, like because I'm in there for like 45 minutes sometimes, so I'm drenched. Like it literally can just soak water out of my clothes. And like it's
crazy, bro.
And like, so I have to wait to get home, and I'm like, it's fine. I'm used to it, but I'd rather just have it here, do my workout, my cardio, come home, have the shorts on, go hop in the sauna, go hop in the pool, dry off and shower and be done with it. So
yeah, that's awesome. And have you figured out what you're going to eat for the big guy feeding time yet? Or
Carl's Jr. has a new chili Angus, a big chili Angus burger. It looks really good. I was just saw it. It popped up conveniently on my TikTok as a commercial, and it worked. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna do that this week. And
got it.
So I think I'm gonna go do that at lunch and then go out from there. Hopefully I don't spill anything on me, and then I can go straight to the gym.
Yeah, big guy, do we have a lot of people in here all of a sudden, or is it me?
Jesus Christ. Holy, where the hell, what's going on?
Hello, everybody.
Hi to all my new listeners. I don't know where you guys came from.
Did Tom Autry,
the Peruvian aliens? Bro, look at the, hold on. But you can see right here. So you guys have seen how little we've been getting in here. So what would all of a sudden trigger all this massive new people to be in the show that want to come on and like.
I wonder if somebody shared it.
Did Arnold share my show?
I don't know.
Maybe. Hold on. Let's add. We got a new caller here, Joe Sue.
Dylan Dennis is here. Holy shit.
Who do we got?
Dylan. Put Dylan Dennis on, bro. Dylan, the guy that's going to fight Logan.
Oh, Dylan's here? Yeah, we can get Dylan.
Dylan's here. Put him on, bro.
Hey, dude. Dylan. I got a question for you, Dylan.
Wait, hold on. Well, Joe Sue. Hey, what's up?
I have a question for Dylan.
No, wait. We're going to get Dylan on. Give us a second.
Yeah, can we at least get him on if he wants to come? I don't even know if he wants to come on.
He's in here, bro. He's a listener. You got to invite him.
Hold on. I'm looking. Oh, I see him. I got him.
Dylan, what's up, kid?
Let me get Josue off. Josue will
Dylan
be.
Dylan saw me. I was fighting in Dylan's honor earlier. He must have saw me.
Oh, is that what it was?
I was, yeah.
I want to get the scoop on the Logan Paul stuff going on. This is.
I was saying how ugly Nina is. She looks like a two. I said, who would think that? She looks exactly like Edge. She really does. Like,
I'm clueless on the whole situation with all of that. Outside of what you shared previously.
Yeah, and I'm not one to like, shit on like a woman, but like I just think like she's not pretty, in my opinion.
You're entitled to that. Everyone has their opinion on.
Yeah, for sure. And that's funny. I he disappeared. I don't know if he's still in here or not, but that is freaking hilarious. All of a sudden, I'm looking. I'm like, why is there so many people in here?
That's the most in a long time that we've had in here. That's great.
Yeah, Dylan's the man.
Thank you, Dylan. I actually appreciate that because this whole show of not being seen on here is horrible.
Yeah, I hope you kick Logan's ass. He's a fraud.
Get rid of those prime. I'm not a fan of the prime, the artificial sweeteners and colors to our youth of America. Kids, feed me more nutrition on feedmemore.com. No artificial sweeteners or colors for all people, men and women, he, she, and thee, and all the Ryback merch.
Hey, that prime shit sucks. It tastes like medicine.
Yeah, I'm anti-Logan now with everything, his affiliation with WWE and Hunter and all them. And the artificial sweeteners and colors. We fight the good fight over here on Rybackville.
We do. And for sure, it tastes like medicine. And I've tasted every flavor. And it's good that it's less calories. But every flavor tastes like medicine. Every single one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, every single one tastes like medicine. It's called the strawberry watermelon flavor.
Dylan? What did you say to get him over on your
Twitter? So I had.
Are you part of the Dylan Dennis fan club page?
No, Dylan. No, it was Dylan's page. He posted a picture of Nina, and I was like, I don't know about anybody else, but like. This lady is like a two. And then a lot of people agreed with me. And then some people were going back and forth and like posting my picture and was like, oh, how can you speak when you look like this? And I said, yeah, I know I'm fat, but I'm handsome. And then, I don't know, I guess.
You do have a lot of photos on your Twitter of you though, where people are going to, they can get a lot of info on.
Do you think I give a shit?
Oh, I know you don't. Yeah. With it. But like that's what people are instantly going to go do no matter what. So anytime you say something online.
Yeah, I don't know. But how did they know Dylan was in here, though? That's the thing. I want to – that is crazy, man. That's awesome.
I don't know if it shows. I think it shows maybe – I don't know if they get a notification if you go listen to another show or a Twitter Spaces, unless he maybe they thought you were part of it and like put it out. I don't know.
Yeah, big guy Guardian's here. Can we get Guardian on?
Yeah, we got it. This is for yesterday. We do got to get a little more info on the deal with Guardian. So Guardian is possibly related to Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Guardian. Shawnee has some questions for you, Guardian.
Guardian, what's up, brother?
Guardian, are you there?
I hear voices in my head.
I'm here.
What's up, brother?
Oh, not much. I'm just ready to go to work.
I know you're, I won't take much of your time, but I know you're related to Randy Orton somehow, but I want to know what caused the, like you said, you were locked up. What were you arrested for?
It was false charges of disorderly conduct, simple assault, and PFA violations. They always go with the woman or whoever. They always go with the actual plaintiff. Defendant don't get nothing.
Oh, okay. So it was like sexual assault or something?
No, it was actually like, I have anger issues myself where I'm always told I'm supposed to walk away, calm down, and the person didn't let me, and I blacked out anger.
Oh, you got to work on that, big guy. You gotta get better with that.
I do have my Hope Spot mood and stress support available on feedmemore.com as well. It's very good. It's a more natural remedy.
You can't be around knocking women out, okay? It's just not acceptable in this life.
Did you say they were false charges, though?
I'm actually against it myself, and I told the person, I was like, just let me come down, I'll come back talk to you, please. And I was being nice. Blocked the door from me, and I'm like, I snapped.
Oh, man, sometimes you just got to step away from the situation and just walk away, man. When there's domestic involved, you just got to walk away sometimes, you know, because it's never good to act in the moment. And I think we all been there. But you definitely got to just, like, I know you say you have anger problems, but sometimes you got to take that extra deep breath and just take, you know, if you have to lock yourself in a room just to get away, you got to do that. You know?
Somebody in the chat said he strangled her. No, you can't be doing that, brother. You got to.
Yeah, but did you find out any more about being related to Randy Orton?
I was actually searching up on like where he's from, and I haven't got much of anything. It's like, he must be living in the area of, I guess, where Royal Rumble is always at.
Okay.
And I'm like, where's that at?
Yeah, I mean, I just wonder if Randy knows about you, you know? Like, I wonder if he's saving some money in his will for you or something, you know? Like, I don't know. Did you ever meet his dad, Bob?
Cowboy?
The cowboy?
Bob Orton.
No, my cousin's dad actually did. The one I was telling you guys about. That told me we were related. He actually met him. That's how I guess his dad found out.
Oh, okay. Got it. Well, listen, Guardian, thank you for coming on. We were so curious about what you got locked up for, and it was on my mind all night. I couldn't even sleep. So I'm just glad you came on to clear it up. I hope you have a great day, and I hope you have a good day at work. All right, brother?
Thanks. You guys have a good day too.
You too, Guardian. Thank you, buddy.
For him or good?
Take care, bud. Thank you.
All right, later.
We've got you got the scoop, Shawnee.
Yes, that's what I needed to know. That I need.
I know that it was bothering you. That was the first thing you said yesterday. You needed to know. So
I needed to know. I had to find out. It's just when you feel like, I don't know, when people say they get locked up and they don't explain it, it lingers in my head. Like, what are you like?
You're thinking of the possibilities. Yeah.
Yeah. Like what do you do? You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
Because there's certain things that I'm okay with, but there's certain things I'm not okay with. Because that just tells your character as a whole.
Yeah. You know? No, it's, you can't break the rules of life, guys. And if you do, it's you snap, it's your fault. It's nobody else's fault. And you snap and do something illegal or wrong, it's your fault, and we got to protect, you know, good, innocent people. It's the way the world kind of works with all of that. But we are on TikTok, guys. Thank you for all the gifts and the shares on TikTok. We got a decent amount of people watching live over there. Guys, if you want to call in here at Ryback at X Spaces, guys, the People's Podcast, you want to come on, you've got something to say, hit that request button. We're always looking for new and different callers on here, getting various opinions on different things. We've got a different caller here we're going to bring on. Odyssey. See what we got. We just ask no cussing, guys. We are on TikTok and try to keep it as clean as possible. Hello, hello.
Yo, what's up, Ryback?
Not much. How you doing?
Good. How about you? Big fan, big fan.
Thank you, brother. Fantastic. How'd you find the show?
I saw it from Dylan, but I'm a fan of you, honestly. Like, I don't follow you on here, but yeah, I saw it from Dylan.
Did he retweet it out? Because he was in here earlier. We couldn't figure out how he got in here.
No, I don't think he retweeted it, but it just shows up at the top when he joins.
Oh, that's all right. So that's Al Shani right there.
Yeah. Got it.
What's on your mind?
Nothing really. I just clicked it to see what would happen.
Oh, God. Well,
at least you're honest about it.
No, yeah, well, I appreciate you like not going on to like a 5-minute spiel though. Like on it, we get some people that like want to talk about their whole day, and we're just we try to. If you have a question or just want to say hi, but I appreciate you being straightforward with it.
Yeah, I didn't even expect to get accepted, to be honest, but yeah.
No, well, I'm glad you're here, brother. And like, I've had a lot of issues on Twitter with like my stuff getting shown and being suppressed on here. So yeah. I do this every day, Monday through Friday, though, between 9 and 10 a.m. Pacific. And you're more than welcome to join in whenever you want.
Wait, so you're like shadow banned?
It's been for 7.5 years. There's been issues from WWE and they can't fix it. Elon took over and it got worse, and like, they've admitted that my account's being suppressed, but they won't fix it. I don't know if they can or can't. I don't know what's going on. So, but it's been bad. True. This is the most we've had in here, like on as far as on Twitter with it.
Yeah,
like,
we got up to 125, and all of a sudden, like, I see all these people come in, and I'm like, what the hell? And then Dylan's face is right in the middle, and I'm like, no way, that's him. And then I click on his profile, and he has a million followers.
Could have got a little hype for the Logan deal, but well, maybe he'll come back.
Yeah, you never know.
Maybe you guys should hit him up, see what happens,
Yeah, it's worth a shot. But thanks for coming on, Odyssey. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
Good show.
All right, see you.
Take care.
Later, man.
Good deal. Well, at least you know, be careful what spaces you go listen to, guys. They show up on your page.
Well, speaking of that, the Peruvian alien Tom, I go to his page yesterday after he got disconnected.
Yeah,
and you got to see the stuff he retweets. It's like naked girls and like.
Oh, I can't. That definitely. Bro, if you're an alien, a Peruvian alien, not from this world, and you see the hot women on the OF and everything going on, bro, that's you're here on a taking a little trip on planet Earth. Like, you're going to have he's having a field day right now looking at all this stuff. He's getting all the fame and the attention of the news and all the images of him. And like, I'm honored that he chose this show of all the shows to call into occasionally to, you know, like, Sean, are you there? We're going to take another. Where did Shawnee go?
I'm here, baby.
Oh, okay. Here. Thought we lost you. We've got another new caller here. Nudes.
Nudes. I love it. I love that picture.
Short for noodles. What's up?
Yo, what's going on, Ryback? Just tuning in. First time I ever saw this space. The algorithm on this platform is kind of weird, but I just wanted to say thanks a lot for hosting it up, man. And do you see this platform as an opportunity for people in the business to engage with fans or maybe share some good tips and trade secrets with these different professionals out here?
Absolutely. I think my big thing is I've been suppressed and restricted for a long time on here, even having a massive following. But like, if this is like, we see the power of like, if I'm shown, people want to tune in and see, and you can reach a wide audience and attract different people from different backgrounds and different sectors of life, right? With it, and have great interactions, whether you're talking, you know, wrestling, sports, or current politics or life events, right? Different things. I just think that it's a great way for people to interact, and I think there's a lot of benefit to it for the listeners out there and people that use the platform. So I'm hoping I can get all my stuff. I've been trying to tweet at Elon and these people. They close case after case. They acknowledge that I'm being suppressed, but they won't fix it. So
that's wild, man. Well, thanks again for the spot. I know Gabe Sapolsky also has been running some Twitter spaces over the last year. Not sure if you had checked any of those out, but it's good times, man. Looking forward to more content, and big cheers. Hope you have a great weekend, big guy.
You too, brother. Thank you.
Sorry, big guy. I lost connection for a second.
It's okay. It's okay. We've just a nice caller, man. Good support. It's crazy. There's support out there.
Yeah, it's nice to hear people that we don't get all the time.
Yeah, but that right there shows you, though. It just shows you that something isn't right. That's.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I completely agree about it with that. And there's something wrong with the algorithm, and it's just crazy how, like,
I wish they would acknowledge it, though. I wish they would just, like, they had to have seen something from me or you guys with everybody who's tweeted, like, and they've not even, the fact that they haven't even, like, just tried to talk to me, I think that says everything right there. It's like, what? I don't think I'm wrong. I think they know what has happened is illegal. I think they know that they feel like legally on the hook. And so they're not going to do anything until, like, I don't know, like you said, possibly like going back where it'd be like a natural where, like, no, you're just getting views now, even though that doesn't apply to anybody else. And I built the mass of my following outside of it. So I don't get it, but.
Yeah. Oh, the guy's channel was More Plates, More Dates or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That guy, I don't know what that guy, whoever that is, and I don't follow him. But that's a creator that, like, and he usually does, like, things on, like, the steroid bodybuilders and stuff. But, like,
yes, that's what they were saying. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, that guy's never reached, I don't know who that is. Like, nobody's ever reached out to me to, like, ask any question. He just will come up with, like, and just, he's just trying to get views and clicks at other people's expense. And so, but typically what he does is he goes after, like, obvious people with things that are, like, abusing steroids and whatnot, or if they've, like, said, like, they're clean or natural. And, like, that's, like, I'm completely against that as it is. On that, but like this, like a lot of these guys, though, like I've never once, like, hey, can we have a conversation, or like, and at least like, no, I don't want to talk. You have nothing to do with you. I don't like what you're doing, or yeah, what are your questions? And I'll give you my answer. Yeah, I've been on TRT, like I've said in every interview since I was 28, like on it, and like, so what are you going? Like, what's your beef? Like yeah, with that, yeah. But they don't care. They don't want that because that would be factual, and they want to put out. And so he probably put out some lie. I don't even know what he put out, but. Clearly, he influenced a group of kids that whatever, right?
Yeah, they were just they basically just were saying like, oh, how because you came on and like ripped the Liver King, and he was saying
absolutely,
like, and he was like, they were saying basically like this guy had proof about you that you took steroids or whatever.
What is he had? What's the guy's proof? Like that's
I have no idea. I don't even watch the guy.
Does he have my doctor's prescription note? Like, or is he listening to me when I've said yes? I've been on TRT, HRT, and the normal limit since 28, over and over and over again. Like,
obviously, they're not listening.
Can't. So, like, I'm just like, what is the?
Yeah, I completely agree. Big
but guys, like, that's the kind of hate out there. Like, people like this, but see how like that's what I'm saying. Like, an influencer like that, he's like a negative dirt sheet writer in the sense they're not actually looking just for facts. They just want to create content and get clicks and money. And so they'll come out, they will put out whatever they want to put out to try. And they're not concerned about any hate or like anything that they create for people, whether it's true or false or anything with it.
Yep.
It's not like he's not exposing truths on anything, on a lot of it. Now that's not to say that he can't have a mixture of that on different things that he does, but I know Rogan's had him on the show. I think I saw there was that name was familiar. I saw a Rogan clip with that, I think before.
Yes, he has had him on. Yes,
that's where I think I recognize that.
That's what they were bringing up, that like he has credibility because he was on Rogan, you know. But Neil deGrasse Tyson has been on Rogan, and he is an absolute psychopath now. I used to love Neil, and I used to respect Neil so much, and now I don't even want to even watch him or listen to him because he says all this stuff about how men and women should have no gender in sports.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do you have no gender in sports? Like, imagine NBA players facing WNBA players.
Yeah,
like, come on. It's ridiculous. And I love women's sports. But it should be just that. It should be women's sports. Let them compete against themselves. They don't need to compete against women or men. Like, it doesn't prove anything, you know? But when women beat other women, it proves that you're better than that woman.
Yeah.
A man manhandling a woman, it does nothing for me. It does nothing for me.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't happen. You know,
it's just, I don't know though, the whole thing though, with the guy, like, a lot of too, like, but people, like, this is what's weird, but this is what happens when you're suppressed. So they don't really have access to me because they don't see my stuff the way that it should be pushed out. So, like, if somebody like that creates a false narrative and puts out a false piece of information, a lot of these people, though, don't, like, search me out or actually come ask me or come, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have 100%. The ability to come and listen and actually, like, be like, oh, whoa. Like, that's...
Yeah, but they don't.
They don't, and they just take that, and then they just go on, and they, oh, I hate him, or whatever. And it's just, that's why I don't like people like that, because they're choosing to make a living. But it'd be one thing if you were truly putting out factual things on it, and, like, you did your work, and, like, you reached out, like, here's the deal. Like, it's like a news piece. I was interested in writing a piece about you, but I want to kind of have all the facts, or I want to have your side before I even move forward. Would you like to hear me out? And, like, at least you have the thing where if I go, no, I don't want to talk to you, but then at least they could say they tried, right, with it.
Yeah.
Even if you still don't agree, but if you know they're going to be, they're tempted to put out a negative hit piece on you, then, like, you're going to want to, like, no, what are you doing? Like, that's false. Here's why that's false. With it, but then they don't want that to happen, though, because then if they got that information and then that is and they know that and they know you know that, and then they go write a false piece, a slanderous piece against you, then they could legally be held responsible, and there's repercussions for that as well, even more so. But they don't care. They want to just put it out, and they want to feel like they're justified putting it out. And that's why
I
just don't like that mentality. I think it's one of the lowest forms. Like, I think it's actually the lowest tiered human on the planet. I think that's the scummiest way to make money that exists. I think like the people on the streets, women and different things, and like adult workers, I think that is so far above like what people like that do personally.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they're not hurting anybody else. And they're like, you know what I mean? Like, these people though are hurting other people's lives by that to make money.
They are. And that, yeah, and, absolutely.
And just if they get a following, but like if they're negative and then they attract that negative viewer and like people, they form communities with it. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. But
yeah, it is. And the hate mongers, right? So yeah. The hate will always monger around. And like, even people that didn't hate you, they get those kind of vibes and they start to hate you, even if they don't want to, you know, because it's like, it's crazy how much, it's like, what is that called? Like telephone, you know, like you'll tell one person something and by the end, it's a whole different story at the end.
Right? And everybody puts their own touch on it and what they want to believe or put out on it. And it just the lie just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Absolutely.
And then, but you're Absolutely. Meanwhile, you've been telling the truth the whole time. And then people are just like, it's crazy.
But it always comes out though. The truth always comes out.
Always eventually. But like, you got to rely on two people, have to have enough self-awareness and how many people are self-aware enough where they're wrong or they believe something wrong where they go, you know what? I was wrong on that. Most people can't do that either.
Yeah.
So they're 100%. So now you're dealing with like people that like, even if the truth comes out, those people are still like, they'll try to find a way to justify their belief.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
John made a Pokemon card for you. You ready? Go look in the chat.
Hold on.
Guys, if you're on Spaces, look in the chat. And John Pena posted a Pokemon card named Rhyduck. And it has the Shell Shock, the Meat Hook, and it has the Shucky Ducky Quack Quack.
Oh, John got a good image. Thank you, John, for the Jason versus Ryback. I'll post that on my social later, too, here.
Yeah, that's a good one. But it's right under there.
Hold on. Let me retweet that one first. Thank you. John. Oh, wait. Hold on. I just saw the alien. Wait. Retweet to spank, like to bite. I just saw the Tom Autry. Wait, oh, I just saw the best tag team in the business with the.
Yep, that one. Yeah.
Wait. Rye Duck. Oh my Rye God. Duck. Shucky Ducky Quack Quack. Shucky, weakness quack. Brazilian flag.
What happens if you put two chips and like if you came out in your debut back and you put two chips and you got a chip deal and you go shucky ducky quack quack.
Brother, by the way, the Brazilian flag, the our friend Ray, my Brazilian friend Ray and her friend Marjorie, that Ray contacted me again. They love battling me. they're suggesting me to their Brazilian friends. I've gotten like five of them now, all just smoking hot Brazilians that want to battle me over there. I'm accumulating quite the following over in Brazil already.
I love it, man. Hey, David Benoit's in the chat. I see him in there. I don't know if he wants to come on and talk, but I would love to talk to him.
Oh yeah, he's been on the show. David, man, good to see you, buddy. He's more than welcome to come on. Brother? Some people just want to listen. Shawnee calls people out too. Dylan was just in here listening. Shawnee's like, Dylan's in here. And Dylan's like, no, I don't want to come on.
Shouldn't I not do that? I don't know.
I wouldn't do it. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's good. I wouldn't want somebody doing that to me if I went listen to their show. I would, because he might have just been feeling it out. Like, what is this? You know what I mean? They feel uncomfortable if you put all the eyes on him sometimes, even though he's. You know, you just never know. It depends. I just don't do it.
I won't do it from now on. But
like, if I saw Dylan in here, I would be like, what's up, Dylan? If I did, I wouldn't like.
Yeah, no, I get it. My bad.
Because I think you just got to be careful. What they feel is like if you fan out over him or something.
Pressure, yeah. I mean, I don't want to put. I'm not fanning out over them, but I definitely don't want to put pressure on anybody. You know.
I've done it like where I've gone and just listened to things and like I have no intention of like I wouldn't want to come on or nor would I like might be doing something or. And like,
I get it. I don't look at it like I don't personally like I'm not fanning out. If I like the person, and I see them in here, you know, but I won't do it. Not that I won't do it because I don't want to look like a fan. I just don't want to have anyone ever feel pressured, you know.
Because they'll usually hit. I'm sure you know he'll hit the request if he ever wants to come on too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But
hopefully, he'll come back. We'll have a nice discussion about Logan.
Yeah, that would imagine. I with him here.
That's a guy you don't want on your bad side, though. Him and Connor are very, very good at the shit talking.
Yeah, so you better. Dylan, absolutely.
If you get into it, it's never ending though. Like it's like the Jim Cornette. Like if you once you like, you, but like I've never shied away from that. But Jim just it'll never end. It's just Jim does whole shows devoted to just making up lies about me. I'm like Jesus, like.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
5-1 Sierra declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 3-1 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Jim like mumbles and then he'll like he goes too far sometimes, Jim, in my opinion.
Oh,
like,
does he? Yeah, he's we well, makes like, flat out lies. You know,
like is like insane. Like I watch that and I'm like, don't get me wrong, I laughed at it. It's funny. But like if I'm Russo, I'm like, what the heck? This guy's a nut. Like
that's how I feel when I do the thing. I just like the guy, there's no matter I just block and like I want nothing to do with this guy.
Yeah.
Saw me in person and shuffled over and introduced himself and said hello. Like he was scared and I didn't even realize he'd put out anything negative. That was many years ago. And I guess he'd already put out negative stuff. I'm like, but that right there is the perfect description of Jim Cornette.
Yep.
The minute he sees you in person, he's going to like, he's done it with other people. I know because they've told me I found that stuff all out. I go, what? I didn't even know I met him once in OVW and like, had no idea. I didn't even know he was doing stuff. And then I found
out he has like a huge following. Like, so like all, and they're like crazy loyalists. So like, God forbid somebody says anything bad about him, they literally just like charge. Like it's like these little groups, like they raid everybody's page who talks bad about him. And like,
I blocked a lot of them like, many years ago. I saw it, bro. I blocked every single one of them. I literally devoted. I got that done quick. I literally, boom, instantly, the moment they bam, bam, block, bam, block, bam, block, bam, block, they stop. I'll beat them. I go, I'll spend whatever time I got to spend. I'll shut you guys down. I'll beat you. I'm more determined than you guys.
Do you have like a part in your blocking section where it says like Cornette followers?
I should. That would be great if you could, Elon and them could add the paid, like the pages for your blocks of like the groups, corn, like the folder, cult of like Cornette folder, section, yeah. 50,500.
Are you excited for the? Do you get excited for the feeding times? Because like I know you eat healthy during the week, so like when you get to have a cheat meal,
yeah. But I haven't been going. I've done them for so long now. I mean, I've had it's. You know,
I have a cheat meal every day.
I do. I mean, I do enjoy it. Yeah, I do enjoy it. It's I've done them now for a long time. It is, I do want to have different people on occasionally with it, but it's just a matter of, you know, when I just think, for me, it's frustrating because I know my stuff is not being seen with the way, like for the, just it, what it should be. So that is frustrating on that end, but I just know to keep getting it done and put it out and it's all going to come back. So.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I would feel the same way if I didn't get to eat, like, you know, like if I, obviously I need to change my diet, but like if I didn't get to eat those things and then all of a sudden I get to have one day where I could just go ham on it, it would, you know, obviously I would look forward to that.
Johnny, you should start your own feeding time, but it's just doing a healthy meal once a week. And like people, you eat like celery and Brussels sprouts and like people, like just, then you accumulate. But you just keep your diet the same way it is, and like, and then like, but you have like years worth of healthy videos of people are like, Jesus, I don't get it. This guy eats so healthy, and then like, meanwhile, I do my cheat meal and eat healthy all the other meal, and like, just really, really confuse people out there.
They're gonna think I'm a horse. Or something. Yeah. Like, why is this guy eating only greens?
But
like,
this is, but you
320.
You just like, you promote, like the whole time you just promote healthy eating and like, but you I bet you get more famous on YouTube than me with how my algorithm currently is. But like, people just see you around town eating junk all the time, and like, but meanwhile you're preaching health every week on your YouTube. But like, people are like, I swear he looks like he's getting unhealthier every week, and like.
People are gonna be like, yeah, the heaviest vegan I've ever seen in my life.
Your YouTube channel name is Meat Free Shawnee.
the big broccoli. That's
the big Beyond Sauce, the big Beyond Sausage.
How did those like vegan sausages taste? Have you ever had them?
Yeah, I used to eat them. They're actually one, they were one of my favorite things.
Oh yeah, you like
that? Yeah, the Beyond Sausage, they have that, and the Hot Beyond Italian Sausage were fantastic.
Wow.
They the problem, I'll tell you though, they are super high in sodium.
Okay. So there's they have a lot of salt.
Yeah, a lot, real high in the salt. A lot of the plant based meats, and they were really good. I would try to use them 1 to 2 times a day so I could hit my protein numbers. I'll say it all day long. The diet I think is really beneficial to get inflammation down short term. I think the longer you're on it, the more things or issues there are with it. It's like, and I think it's very difficult to, and even though I would get like 300 grams of protein still, it's just way, it's more difficult doing it on that, but your sodium is through the roof doing it also.
Got
and
it.
Your carbs, you can't eat like a lot of the other vegan foods. If you'd like cut out the plant-based meats, there's not like a lot of like zero carb, high protein vegan options. So like, you got to eat more things like beans, but you're also eating way more fiber. And so there's also issues with that. When you're eating more carbohydrates with it, which if you don't process carbs efficiently, your body structure can change a little bit, but also you're consuming way more sodium and way more fiber. And it makes you, I remember I went to the bathroom way more. You end up using the toilet all day long.
Wow.
Compared to whereas like once, like, I switch back, you develop a more normal routine pattern of when you go to the bathroom. On the vegan diet, your body, like, it's just like, oh, there's food in there, let's get this out. And like, the fiber's just constantly pushing everything through. So it's like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. If you normally would go to the bathroom a couple times in the morning, you're like going to the bathroom in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night, and maybe even waking up and like, oh, I had to piss, but now I got to sit down.
I'm pissing on my ass.
So, but that's the difference on it. And it's, I think,
yep.
I think though, and there, it depends on your reasons and your beliefs. And I just, for, I didn't make the rules of this world. And I wish there was a humane way to do everything, but like, yeah, for whatever reason, the rules of this world, like everything seems to kill everything, or the majority of stuff seem to kill everything to live. And like, I just know, yeah, I feel, and like, there's a performance benefit to it. And I don't know. I'm so torn on all of it, because I wish you didn't have to hurt animals or do anything, but it's like, I don't know.
But it's the way of life, big guy. You know, I get sad too. I hate when I see animals mistreated, but it's like, this is the food chain and this is what it is, you know?
I just wish we weren't as overpopulated where we could, that way. I feel like we're so overpopulated, and they're like the capitalism for bad, that like we sacrifice morals and different things for sheer profit, rather than keeping. And that's where like the inhumane thing of the how the animals aren't treated in a proper way. Whereas like, at least if there was a more humane way of doing things, which there are in different in farming things, but like from factory farming, it's not, it's just kind of disgusting, all that, you know?
I just want to make sure that the chicken I eat, I want to make sure that chicken had the best life possible.
No, but you,
chicken had like the best meat, like the best like meals. I want that chicken to have sex before it comes to me.
No, but you would think like on farms where they do let animals live their lives, and like, but the demand for it, because we're so overpopulated, but so many humans eat too much of it. Also, we're not, our diets aren't balanced. So it's like, there's such a need that for these businesses to produce such a huge amount far past what it ever should have been. It's different, I
get what you're saying. And they have to like find other ways.
We have to find a balance with all of it. Yeah.
Like how to like they found ways to like meaten up the chickens like in a different way that's not good, right?
Yep.
Like, so things like that, like that are unnatural. I agree with you, like those things shouldn't happen. Like we should let the chickens do their thing, and if they're big chickens or small chickens, who cares? Like, you're gonna get the meat that you get from them. Like, have you ever seen these people that shoot pumpkins, big guy, and they grow like these big pumpkins? Like, have you ever seen those people before? So around Halloween, they have like these things where they like, basically it's like a slingshotting contest, and like they see who could slingshot the furthest pumpkin possible. Like, and it's actually pretty cool to watch. And there's a video where this one lady, she got hit in the head with one of them by accident. It like, she wound it up, like, picture like you have a one in your hand and you pull it back, and you ever like hit yourself by accident with the slingshot?
Yeah.
It comes back at you. Well, she did that with the big ass pumpkin.
Oh man.
But they have these things that they grow. They have pumpkin contests to see who could grow the biggest pumpkins. And some of these pumpkins are like 10, 20 feet tall.
Is there any money in that?
I'm
going to have to start feed me more farms and try to.
It's a seasonal job, I'll tell you that.
Just try to grow the largest pumpkins here in Vegas for a few months out of the
year. Like, think about it. They're messing with the DNA and all that stuff.
When I was a kid, after Halloween, I took all the pumpkin seeds. I buried a huge bunch of pumpkin seeds from our pumpkins we carved in my front yard. I'm not even kidding you. We had huge pumpkins the following year. They grew all in our front yard. We forgot all about them, but the sprinklers watering the grass watered them all the time. And my parents were like, where the hell did these pumpkins come from? And I remember I went out and buried, like, I used to go bury things. I buried my old WWF action figures. They're still back there in my yard. Somebody put concrete over it. I want to buy the house just to jackhammer the concrete and dig them up. I know they're still down there. Oh, dude, the old WWF big rubber figure, I got them all in my backyard buried.
LJN?
Yes.
Wow.
I know they're at my old house under the concrete. Because nobody knew. I would bury everything. That was my thing as a kid. I would just go dig holes and bury stuff and forget about it for years. And then like, whoa, I found it years later.
As a kid, I used to do that, but with money. Like, if I got like a $5 bill, I would get like a pack of Tic Tacs, and I would put the money in the Tic Tac case, and I would dig a hole because I didn't trust my siblings or anybody.
Yeah.
And I would just put it in the dirt and cover it up.
There's actually some chances Andy did the same thing with the bearing. But the pumpkins, I just remember, I was so shocked. I remember like the next year, like, we literally, I'm not even kidding, they grew to enormous pumpkins in our front yard. We had, And like, but like, it was this huge pumpkin patch grew, and I just, all I did was just bury it. No idea. I literally just poured as all the seeds out of the pumpkins in the hole. And, but we
There's
were
a lot of seeds and pumpkins. Yeah, a lot of
bro,
seeds.
we were crazy kids. Like I remember my poor dad. I look back, like, man, if my kids did this, oh my God, we had pogo sticks we got for Christmas one year. So me and like the neighborhood kids came over. And we decided that it was like we discovered that doing pogo sticks was as fun as it was in the street. It was even more fun doing it in our front yard on the grass and putting huge holes.
Oh my God.
So we're literally just destroying our front yard, not like realizing that, like, we know we're doing damage, but it got out of hand. Like all the other kids started come over and we're letting all the neighborhood kids, like, it was like we broke the entire sprinkler system in the front yard with all the piping underground. My dad, to this day, the patience of that man, that we didn't, like, we got the belt, don't get me wrong, like, yeah, with it, yeah. But like, I remember, like, and he's, you know, a full-time bartender and working all the time, and I remember I had to help him. That was part of the thing. I had to go out and we had to help repair, like, dig up the whole front yard and like repair all the plastic tubing, and bro, we destroyed everything.
Come pogo stick on my lawn.
I can't even imagine. You just imagine we weren't trying to like be like bad kids. We were just having a good time. But we got it. We just like, and all the other kids realized, like, oh, if they're going to destroy their yard, we're going to hop in on this. It was like the amount of damage. And I think a couple of the other kids had pogo sticks too. And the front yard, when it was done, I was like, oh, this got out of hand. And like, yes. I was the oldest
one. You
don't
see it until after. Like, isn't it funny as kids, like, you think, like, as a, like, kid mentality, you're like, oh, this will be okay. And then after you do it, you realize, you're like, oh, my God, this was not okay.
Not
and
okay.
And then, I stole a $100 bill from my parents one time. Yeah. And I'll tell you this story.
I've got a good one after this, too. Go ahead.
It's hilarious. So my parents used to, I don't know why, but they always had cash around. Not
my dad did,
a lot
too.
Of money.
Yeah.
But like they always had cash around because like they didn't trust the bank, you know?
Yeah.
And I knew where they kept it. It was like on top of their dresser in like this little cubby. So I would go up there and like climb, like I would get the chair. Little fat Shawnee was like.
Shawnee wanted ice cream money for the ice cream truck.
That's exactly what it was. Right? So I go up, right? And my mom hadn't been home yet. So I wanted like snacks.
Yeah.
So I literally climbed up and I didn't know what a $100 bill was. So I took it out and I'm like, okay, I knew it was 100, but I didn't realize how much it was. So I go to the store, and the corner store owner was also our neighbor, right? So I go up and I show him the $100. He goes, Shorty, where did you get this from? And I know I have to lie at this point because I'm like, where did he? So I'm like, it was my birthday last year. Last week. Like, I was clever enough to know it was my birthday. So all of a sudden he's like, okay, no problem. So I start taking, I bought my friends candy. We got coins to play the arcade. I'll never forget. I got these Pikachu Walkman that they sold. And whatever. My dad comes home and he counts the money, and it was the mortgage money, right? Oh. So he's like, is 100 missing? What's going on? So he goes to my sister, goes to my brother, and they're 9 and 8 years older than me, and they're like, no, we didn't take it. So all of a sudden he goes, Shawnee, get in the house right now. So I know, I'm like, shit, I know I'm dead. So I walk in or whatever, and he goes, Shawnee, you steal $100? And I said, yeah, I did. I'm sorry. Because we always got more in trouble if we lied. So I was always honest, at least. If I did something, I would
tell him you went and bought candy. He's like, okay, well, let me have the change. And then he realizes you blew the entire 100 in one shot.
My dad takes me by my hand or whatever, drags me up the block, and he starts yelling at the guy that owns the store, like, how can you let a 7-year-old cash a $100 bill in your store? And I'm so embarrassed, big guy. Like, I felt so bad. I never did it again, but that was the story.
That's part of being a kid and learning on that. That was I was a little older when I finally did it. My dad, who was, he kept money in a shoe forever. Like, and he always made, you know, he would like keep his cash tips for the month, and then he would put it in the bank later. So like he would have a huge wad. He would like have it all done up nice, like, but he'd keep it in his shoe. And I remember I wanted supplements. This was like, I was older. Like when I was like, wanted to go buy supplements. I didn't have any money. And I wanted to go buy the Metrics RTDs and like another whey protein. And like, I was like, this is when I discovered supplements, and there was like this J&J health food store down the road from our house. And so I remember I took a $100 bill and went and bought a bunch of supplements with it. And like, and then, and he found out, but I later, I bought all supplements with it, like just protein powders. And like, but I was like, this was what I was like, it, like really just discovered this stuff and like was into lifting and got in some trouble for that. And then realized that I never did that. Even as a kid, never did anything with it. And the,
how old were you, big guy?
I don't know but I mean, I wasn't like a grown up, but I was a kid still, but I was a teenager. Like, I mean, I clearly conscious of, you know, it wasn't like, you know, I was in school, I was in high school. I don't know, like sophomore or whatever, junior. I mean, I was older. Like I wanted supplements. So it was, I also had a watch that he'd had. I pawned a watch to go buy new supplements, and the pawn shop called for the repurchase date. I got a lot of trouble for that one too.
Oh my gosh.
Bro, nothing bad. Like I'm not, I literally just wanted the money to go buy supplements.
No, like, I know. I'm just laughing because it's supplements.
Yeah.
In high school, like, what kind of kid would steal money for supplements?
I mean, a good kid that just wanted to better himself.
No, you're right. But I'm saying,
but it was wrong. That it wasn't my money, and then I learned a valuable lesson.
How many kids do you know, personally, growing up, would steal money to buy supplements?
Brother, it's not a lot. This is why I've got a supplement company. I get free supplements for the rest of my life. I took care of that problem on my own, brother. This is.
I just find it so funny that like you took the money, you risked it all for supplements. Like it's so funny to me. Oh my god, it's such a like we. I miss that. I miss being young sometimes.
I was embarrassed though in the pawn shop when he found out. Like I was a little because the money thing had happened, so I knew not to steal the money. But a watch he'd gave me like years late earlier. Like and I was like I pawned the watch that he gave me. And like, yep. And I was just like, well, I didn't steal the money this time from you. I earned it. But he went and got the watch back. And then I was like, well, shit, I'll just buy my supplement some other way then.
Oh, man. Isn't it funny? Like, because like in New York, they wouldn't even they don't sell. If you're like under a certain age, they don't let you pawn anything, you know?
Yeah. I don't know what. Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know how they got, like, I don't know if I had to leave a house. And I think I didn't have a cell phone. I left the house number.
Yeah.
And I didn't know.
Why would you leave the right number, too? You should have wrote.
Well, I didn't realize that they tried to call it. I thought it was a one and done. You sell it to them and you get they give you a rebuy back date, I think, before they put it for sale, just in case you want to buy it. I think it was something like that.
Got it.
Where they'll resell it back to you if, like, at a certain point, like before they'll put it up for sale. Because I don't know if you're essentially putting up for cash. I didn't do it the right way. Clearly, I didn't just do a one and done and like, guys, don't call. Yeah, call my dad and let him know that I pawned this off a month later. And...
Hey, we got your watch here. Yeah.
That's where he got all those new protein shakes from.
It, Mr. Back.
Meanwhile, I've got 7 new Metrix flavors on the kitchen counter. My dad's wondering, where the hell did those 7 flavors come from? Those things are like $40 a box.
You know what we used to do when we were late to school? You had to sign in, like you had to sign your name and that you were late or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So me and my best friend, he lived right next to me. So we would stroll into the school, like sometimes even like an hour late, we would end up, his parents would leave for work and we would just be sitting on the couch. And sometimes we would just literally fall asleep, like on the spot, because his couches were so comfortable. And when we would get to school, we would write our names or whatever, but then we started thinking and we're like, they don't check what names we write. So we started writing our friends' names and they would get, their parents were gonna call that they were a little late.
Oh my god. It's crazy, man. How about fat, like just thinking back all the stuff as kids, like it's crazy how many memories I have of like random things at different times. And then like, it's just how much time is like, I actually went last week. I drove by my old neighborhood last week. I'll do that every once in a while. I go through the neighborhood I grew up with and just go drive through there really slow and like go take a trip.
How did you feel when you passed it?
I was always good, man. I want to get my childhood house back. It's been a goal for a long time.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Really
I told cool. you I want to do the, what I want to do is in after all this, and I want to do Airbnb and I want to do my house here and leave it as is. And this is, I want to Airbnb them as Ryback's adult house. Like this would have, like it, literally for wrestling fans to come stay and leave everything as is. And then my childhood house, because we have all our childhood stuff in storage still and set it all up and get it all. Like, I just think it's a cool thing, but it will be for me to go visit occasionally, but also then to just let the Airbnb and make money on with it. But it would keep, but like redo everything and how we had it. Like when we were kids, I have a really good childhood. So like, I have really fond memories of my childhood. Like we had like an amazing childhood and we were just a middle class family, nothing crazy, but like always taken care of, had great parents. Like my dad always took me out, played sports with me. And like my mom, we always had great Christmases Christmases, Easter's, holidays, like Thanksgiving's, always had, you know, really good time with everything. So
I was that's good.
Yeah. I didn't come from like a broken home or anything. So I was like, I kind of want to celebrate that and like remember it in a good way. And then also kind of with my adult life and like as far as business mindset and I wanted to do the Airbnb a long time ago and I'd had my townhouse, but I couldn't keep it because of the rules here and
the HOA.
Now that's something that I've had, that like that's a goal essentially.
Yeah. Big guy, you know, not to get off topic, but I saw
Have a topic?
No, we don't have a topic, but I was watching Jade was on ESPN yesterday. She did like a quick 8-minute interview with ESPN.
Yeah.
And I started thinking to myself, when has ESPN ever reported wrestling? I don't remember, like, ever.
They did the little brief. They had some commercials with them back when Austin and Rock were there.
Yeah, but that's like at the top of
Yeah, but they right? will they like, will occasionally report. They have reported stuff in the past. Not a lot, though. They occasionally, ESPN, on something big, will report for WWE. But I think now that Endeavor, because Endeavor UFC's on ESPN Plus, I think that has opened the doors for WWE and ESPN even more.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah,
this is where this stuff is powerful. So now they have a very powerful ally in ESPN because they're direct partners with UFC.
Wow, bro, I didn't even think about the UFC and the merger.
That's why. So now on events like this, they get like that's an advantage they have over like AEW and other companies of like they have more strategic partnerships and or allies with huge, huge conglomerates out there.
Oh, man, she was talking. They tried to get out of her if she was going to go to NXT or WWE and the main stage. And she said, you're going to have to watch and see. And the guy laughed and he said, that's the answer WWE wants you to give.
If I were her, she should have just said, I'll just leave you with this. I'm a huge fan of HBK. And then let people just like start speculating that she's going to go to NXT. But leave them on a cliffhanger with it, like to get the. They should think about that stuff. Leave like that's like my stories I tell on TikTok. I try to leave cliffhangers on the part ones, part twos. You want to leave people like wanting more, and like so.
Well,
you,
she did. She said like you're gonna have to tune in to watch.
But like I would give something a little more specific, like to where people.
Oh, okay.
Well, if she's like saying she was a huge fan of HBK, that's you know. She's going to show up on NXT, but then it's Raw, you know, but at least people that creates a more direct conversation point of like, rather than just the old standard. Oh, you're going to have to tune in. Well, what am I tuning into?
She should have said, I'm sorry. I love you. And walked away.
Yeah. Or like, be like, just say something with another talent, like even in nothing mean or anything, you like, you know, something with Bianca, like put something out there, a teaser of something, you know?
Yeah.
It's
so nice to see the other wrestlers support her, and like, even though it's a different company, and like,
oh, Kenny Omega put out a thing I saw.
Yes, Kenny Omega put out the perfect message.
And Kenny seems just like a nice human being.
He does, and like, he's like a gamer, and like, he's like a nerd, and I love it. But I'm not even a big fan of his wrestling, but I like him as a person.
I've seen enough of what he says. I'm like, I go, oh, yeah, he's a good human being.
Yeah, he seems like a stand-up guy.
I like that he puts people in place, like on like how the haters and like a nice way of like they get all that with all them the WWE supporters and like hate on those guys and think they're the worst people in the world and like meanwhile like I've heard nothing but good things. So
yeah, 100%. But
it's just a crazy world. Guy.
Thanks for having me on. As
always, brother, man. Great show. Thank you so much.
Great show, man. Crazy times.
Brother, it's look, you guys, though, tune in tonight, 6 p.m., the battle with Jason Voorhees on TikTok at the Big Guy Ryback 22. He doesn't talk. It's just going to be an intense showdown at Crystal Lake.
Yep. All right, guys. Have a great day, everybody.
All right, brother. Take care.
Later, man.
The big sausage, ladies and gentlemen. With that, we've got a lot to get done today, guys. I've got to get this feeding time done, and we've got a big training session. We will be back 6 o'clock p.m. I might be on a little earlier, might be on around 5:30, just on live. We're letting everybody accumulate so we can get the Rybackers in there to go live at 6 to be for the battle to start at 6 with Jason, the Big Guy Ryback 22 on there. Please check out my Feed Me More Nutrition over on feedmemore.com and all Ryback merch. With that, iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated. As always, guys, if you've got a moment, thank you, TikTok, for all the gifts and liking and sharing this show. It is greatly appreciated. Your support really, really helps on there. And that's the last bite, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, my friends, stay hungry. Feed me more. Hey, Rybackers, don't forget to hit that like button, smash that subscribe, and shell shock those notifications for the best supplements on the planet with Feed Me More Nutrition and all the latest cool new Ryback merch. Visit feedmemore.com.